Okay, we are in Parak Dalet, Hilchos Maaser. In this parak, the Rambam is going to speak about at what point the Chi of Maaser comes into existence. However, he's also going to talk about a lot of lachas that apply to Tevel. Tevel meaning, at what point is something considered Tevel, and therefore I cannot partake of it, and I would have to separate that from Maaser. So Malach Aleph, he says, Ein Tevel Nikval the Maaser from the Torah. So Tevel midoraisa, okay, is not required in Maaser, right? Ashech nisla beso. So when I harvest produce, it's only when I bring that produce into my house that I can say it's chayav Maaser. Shneimar b'yartei from the bayis, v'ushiach nisenu derech hashar shem melach l'bishrecha. So I have to bring the produce through my doorway. Alimich is also derech gagos for karpipos, pater min the truma Maaser. But if I bring produce into my house, let's say from the roof or from the backyard, it's actually pater from truma from Maaser. So the knisa, the empty bringing of the produce into my house has to be through the normal mechanism. Now the Rambam says, yearly, the Rambam surmises, she'ein lokim in the Torah ala chilas ha-tevel, ad she'yikva b'knisas ol ha-beso, k'mo shmona p'yashmua. The Rambam says that you don't give someone malchus on eating tevel unless that food was brought in through the normal entrance. Aleim nikva b'shar ha-shisha dvarim she'minyono, ein lokim alav ala malchus marash b'divarim. Let's say the chi of Maaser emerged in these six ways he described in the previous parak, like for instance Shabbos in those situations. You don't get makos except for you get the rabbanon makos. Let's say a person decided to go ahead and eat produce that his where his intention was to bring it to the marketplace after he finished the required tasks. He doesn't get makos. El makos maris kumish money. He only gets rabbanon makos, which we've explained already. Because we know the chi of Maaser of someone who finished the agricultural steps for the purpose of selling only gets is only a chi of Maaser midirabana, not midiraisa. Okay, what's a house? Salacha gimel bayis shein bo arba amos harav amos. If the house has less than four by four amos, eino kaveya, that will not produce the chi of Maaser. V'chein agagim eino koven. So to a roof, afi shabayis shalmata kaveya. Even if the house underneath it is the roof, meaning it's big enough, the roof is not. Right, but let's say, for instance, let's say the roof is actually less than four by four in a specific spot. Let's say, for instance, the house goes up in a certain spot or it goes down. In that case, you're not pater from Maaser. Why? Because the roof is actually considered like open air above the house. You have situations where you would be chayav in Maaser, even though the produce isn't brought onto the roof. Okay, Hatzrifin, Bah Burganin, Ubate Akayats. All right, so you have things like guard houses and summer shelters. Ruar Ba Mudim, the Tikra Gaban, that's for example, is four pillars with like a little roof on top. Janim Sub below Coastlim, it's has no walls. And of course, similar to Bechain Sukkot, so to Sukkahs. Sheosim Menea Kramim, Menea Gaga, Aganos, Bimea Kayats. So these are structures that are built by the people who work in the vineyards or the gardens during the summer months. Even though they live in these structures the entire summer, and they have inside them, for instance, roosters and other types of animals. If I bring the Maaser into these structures, Maaser is not, if I bring tevel into the, or produce into those structures, it does not produce a chiyav Maaser. So too, let's say, an outer sukkah built by certain people and the sukkah of Sukkot, right? Since I don't normally live in these structures, they brought the produce into them, I will not be chayv in Maaser. However, but let's say a guardhouse, it would produce tevel if I'm the owner, okay, and I bring it in. Even though it's not tevel for everybody else, meaning for the garden, the people working in the garden, it won't be tevel for them, or let's say I brought it in there, interesting halacha that a school or a place where people learn Torah, it would be considered tevel for someone who basically sits and learns there because that's like their home. However, it wouldn't be tevel to other people. Now, base knesses is a base medrash. Okay, so similar situations by shul or base medrash. Imeshem base dira koven bimlavin koven. Now, if there is a room set aside in the shul or the base medrash where people live, then it produces a chi of Maaser if I bring the produce in. If not, it doesn't. So you have these other types of storehouses and stables that are built on the fields. They don't create a chi of Maaser if I bring in produce. However, but if they are made for the purpose of residing in them, then they are kovea. Halacha zayin, Kishen Shabbayis Kovela Meiser, just like a house creates a Chiyav Meiser, Kacha Chatzar Kovasa Meiser. So the courtyard, we saw this in the last parak, a courtyard also can create an obligation of Meiser. Mishi Yechnesu L'Chatzar, Derech HaShar, when I bring produce into my Chatzar through the entranceway, Nikvu becomes Chayav Meiser. Afi Shalom Echnisan Zogabayis, even if I didn't bring the produce into my house. Allah asks now, Ezohi Chatzar Kabah. So what is, what kind of Chatzar, what kind of courtyard creates a Chiyav Meiser? Kol Shekelish Ram Masocha. So anyone where I keep things in there, let's say my bicycles. Oh, She'en Adam Bosh Milacha Masocha. Or it's a Chatzar where a person's not embarrassed to eat there. Chatzar Shemichan is Adam La, Omen La Mata Mavakish. Or it's the Chayav Chatzar that if someone else came in there, I'd say like, hey, what do you need? V'chein Chatzar Yeshva Shteid Yurim. Let's say the chatzar has two people who are there, inhabit it. Oshaya shehili shnei shutfin, and it, well, let's say it's partners own it. Sheechad postav and nichnas, veechad bav and nichnas. Let's say one, for instance, opens in and goes in. The other one is in and goes in. Or yotze goes out, but Noah locks it. Hol behein postchem olin arezu kavas. The person who opens and closes it, he's the one who the obligation is to do meiser, to give meiser on that which is brought in. Halachatez beishar shel chatzar. So this is a gatehouse that is in front of a chatzar. The achsadra merapeses. We know what a merapeses is. Achsadra is also similar. It's like a portico. Harein kechatzar. They consider like a chatzar. Imay sokavas koven v'imlav in a koven. So whatever halach is by a chatzar would apply by, let's say, an achsadra. And insofar as kviyas meiser is concerned, as well as when you wouldn't be kovea meiser. Lachiyot shtei chatzeros. Zul of them izu shtei in kovos. If I have two chatzars, one inside the other, both of them can produce a chiyav of meiser. Sukkah sayotrim zoom lifnim mizu. Let's say I have a sukkah that is owned by a potter, someone who makes pottery. One is inside the other. Hapnimis kavas, the inner one does create a chiyav meiser. Vachitonei kavas, but the other one doesn't. Vachanus kavas kavais. Now a store also can create a chiyav meiser just like a house. Lachid aleph amolach peros and bakum makom. Let's say someone transports produce from one place to another place. Let's say he brings those fruits in. He brings the oranges into a house as he's traveling. Lo nikvu, right? The chiyav meiser doesn't emerge. He can snack on them. He basically can keep snacking on it until he gets to his destination. And so too when he returns, let's say, back home. Let's say you have people who travel for work. And go back and forth in the city. Shein yichnasim lechatzar lechatzar, and they go from chatzar lechatzar. Oakland arai, they eat arai. They can snack at shemagim the base shalom abo until they get to the house that they are planning on staying in. Lachy gimel, a maybe to enim in asada leoakland bechatzar apturim in meisers. So someone who brings figs from a field to eat them in a chatzar, he's pater from meiser. Shachach ve nisan sof beisa. Let's say I forgot and I brought them into my house. Harei ze mutal tzion. I can actually take them out. And snack on them. Let's say I forgot and I burn them up to the roof. I can snack from them on the roof. Let's say I brought to eat from them on the front of the roof. And then I forgot and I burn into the chatzar of my friend. Then and I have to not eat until I am mafresh meiser from that produce. Halacha Yud Dalet. Chatzar Shehin Ne'ederes. Let's say I have a courtyard that has been plowed over. Harei Yikigina V'Ochlam Besocha Rai. It's like a garden. I can eat in it. I can snack with the produce in there. V'Hu Shi'ad Aruba. As long as most of it's been plowed over. V'im Zara Aruba. But let's say I planted most of it. Ain't Ochlam Rai. I would be able to eat or snack on it. V'Chein Nata Ruba. Also do if I planted trees in most of it. V'im Nata Lenoi Chatzar. But let's say I planted trees to make the chatzar look nicer. All the Nederis is considered plowed over. So you can actually eat, you can eat a snack on the foods, the fruits that come from those trees. Let's say a fig tree is growing inside a chatzar. I can eat a fig one by one. Upater, and no chiyav meiser there. Then sirv chayav meiser. But if I gather them together, then the chiyav meiser emerges. This is only when the owner is standing on the ground. But let's say he climbs up the tree, the fig tree, mamalech heiko, to fill up his like pockets, ochel sham, and he eats there. In aver chatzar kovel meiser, he can actually eat as much as you want. He can snack as much as he wants up on the tree because the air of the chatzar, so to speak, does not create a chiyav meiser. Halacha design, haisa omedes bechatzar, but no delagina. Let's say the fruit tree is standing in the chatzar but it leans over into a garden. Harizah ochel mena begina kedarko. You can eat from the produce in a gina, in a garden normally. Kilo haisen etu a begina. And it will be as if it's standing in the actual gina. Haisen etu a begina metel chatzar. Of course, the opposite. Let's say it was planted in the gina and it's leaning over into the chatzar. Harizah ken etu a chatzar. We consider it like it's standing in the chatzar. Jenichol sham el achas achas. I'd have to change the way I eat it there. I'd have to eat one fig, or let's say one fruit at a time. Halacha yud zayin. Geffen shenetu of a chatzar. Let's say a grapevine is planted in a chatzar. Lo yitzos kol eshkol. So I can't pick the entire cluster of yochal, right, and eat it. Ela migargar migargar echad echad. Rather, what I do is I could pick each grape off one by one. B'chei merima lo yitzos kol merima. Ela paradis merima ilam v'ochal ha pered misham. So too, when it comes to pomegranates, I can't take the whole thing. Rather, I have to split the pomegranate while it's still attached to the tree and eat from the seeds. B'chei mevatiach. When it comes to a watermelon. So when it comes to a watermelon, I should bend over onto the ground and actually eat from it there. Okay, that's the abnormal way of eating it. Let's say I was eating a cluster, an eshkol of grapes in a gina, and then I go from the gina, from the garden into the chatzar, even though I leave from the chatzar, I shouldn't finish it until I separate myself. Finally, lacha yuches, kuzbar, coriander, azruma chatzar. When that's planted in a chatzar, mekarsim Allah Allah. So I can pick each leaf off one at a time to eat it. Ochlo then syrup. But if I pick it together as a bunch, chay v'asher, I gotta take ma'aser from it. So two similar cases. Okay, that finishes Parak Daled, and we'll finish. We'll pick up Parak Hey.